is now underwater, and he wasn't before, with men. Don't forget the gender divide that happened in 2024. Women went overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, and men went for Trump. Now he's underwater with men, including with young men and young people. The young person coalition that Charlie Kirk delivered to the president is gone. They've abandoned Donald Trump. The working class, Piers. The latest poll that just came out showed he's 2 points underwater with the working class. That's been Trump's base from the beginning. They were the unshakable foundation that got him elected over and over. And they're gone. They're very angry. They care about what's happening in Iowa, not Iran. They don't want days and days and more weeks of debates over the Strait of Hormuz. No one cares. They care about their own lives. They care about the fact that they can't pay for health care. They can't buy a home. Young people cannot get a home, even though two people are working nonstop, round the clock, with no vacations in this country. President Trump promised he would do something about that. Now we see the leaked soundbite saying, can't really worry about anything at the federal government level other than military. Everything else has to be done at the state. Then they pulled that down off the internet because they didn't mean to share it. He said it at an Easter breakfast that was supposed to be private. Well, it's going to be the campaign ad for every Democrat in these midterms. So he's lost working class. He's lost men. He's lost young people. He lost Hispanics by some 50 points. Every single gain with Hispanics is now gone. It's eradicated. Blacks, he had made some inroads with black voters. Done. You name it. They're all gone.